All right, so if you remember, we were sort of dealing with the issue of Rashi's about face by Shevis. So the Shevis sugya went like this. The Shevis sugya, so the Mishnah said Shevis rono so ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. Shekvar nosen lo demei yadav v'mei raglo. And the Rashi over there said Shevis. Kol yomei choli rono so ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. V'nosen schiraso shel kol yom. Shari ain roi lamalacha kveda. So you have to pay him every day because he's not he can't really do much work anymore. Even after he says vafilu belocholi, even when he's not sick anymore, he's not going to be able to do any that much. Shari nikta yado oraglo vuhu kvar no sinlo demehen. So now this guy is not going to be able to do his old job anymore. You know, like. He's, you know, you've chopped his hand off or, you know, demeaned him in some way. So you pay him, but Rashi says you pay him shomer kishuin. Okay, so you're paying him like a, you know, money, you're paying him something. It's not, you know, not very much money. And Rashi just finishes that. Rashi in the Mishnah says, v'hu kfar nosen lo demehen. You've already given him the money for the hand. That's part of nezek. So then in the sugya that we were doing, it said, the Gemara said, Tana Rabbanan Shevis Rono So Ke'ilu Shomer Kishuin V'im Tamar Luxamidas Adin. But wait a second, you're going to pay him a Shomer Kishuin. This is a guy that used to be, let's say, Nukiv Margolios. He was a jeweler. He did something else. You're not paying him the right amount of money. D'chi Mispa Chai Gavra La Vagra D'Shomer Kishuin Hu Shakel Ala Dali Dovla V'Shakel Agra Onami Alza B'Shlichos V'Shakel Agra. So the Gemara says, wait, this guy, when he gets better, yes, he's not going to go back to his original job, let's say, but he is going to do a different job where he could make more money than a Shomer Kishuin. So then you're not paying him enough money. So if you look at Rashi, Luxamidas Adin, he says, Kolomar, Lo Shilam Lo Koltarko, Deha Ki Mispach Hai Gavra Michol Ezeh Shin Nikta Raglo, Lo agra de shomer kishuin shakel ala davi davla. He says, you're not paying this guy the amount of money that he needs for Shevis. It's not fair because when he gets better, he's not going to be a cucumber watcher. He's probably going to find a better job. He's an ambitious guy. You can't sell him short. Maybe he's going to get a job as a show of mayim with his busted leg. V'shakel agri yisera, and he'll make more money than shomer kishuyan. V'nimsa shakol yimei chalav avodasos, and then he'll look back on it and say, you know, when I was hurt, they paid me as a shomer kishuyan, and look at what I became. So this is really my new job. Okay, don't pay me as a nukiv margolios anymore, or whatever. Don't pay me as my old, you know, professional basketball player salary, but pay me as something better than shomer kishuyan. Don't pay me for the lowest common denominator in the economy. So the Gemara says, Inami, or you could pay him as a shliach. If his Rashi says, Ki nikta yado, maybe now that his arm is busted, you can't pay him anymore for Nukiv Margolios because he can't do that, but you could pay him as a shliach. He doesn't have to be a shomer kishuyan. So it's Luxamidas Adin. You're embarrassing the tzedek, the mishpat. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a very cryptic answer. It says, no, it's not really Luxamidas Adin. The Gemara says, Midas Adin Lo Luxa Shekvar Nosen Lo Dmei Yado V'Dmei Raglo. That you're not. There's nothing. You haven't really done anything to Midas Adin because you've already paid him for Dmei Yado V'Dmei. What does that mean? You've already paid him. What does that have to do with Shevis? That's Nezek. So Rashi now says Midas Adin Lo Luxa Shekvar Nosen. Now Rashi doesn't explain what the Kfar Nosen is. He just adds, Ula Kishiyas Rafa, Eino Roy Ladalos Valelech Mishlichos. And when he gets better, he's not going to be Roy to do the Shoev Mayim or to be a Shliach. And that's the Rashi that's explaining Shekvar Nosen Lo. Rashi says, Shekvar Nosen Lo, Ula Kishiyas Rafa, and also, he's not going to be able to do this other thing. Why don't you explain to me what the Shekvar Nosen Lo is doing? So apparently Kfar Nosen Lo does something, and then Rashi says, and when he gets better, the thing that I said he was going to do, he's not really going to do that. Right? So we said, what, is Rashi changing the conditions of the case. The conditions of the case were that this guy, you know, there's a possibility for his future to be brighter than Shomer Kishuin. And then, oh, no, the future's not so bright. And the Maskan of Rashi. Okay, so there's one more. So just to not to complicate things a little bit. So if you look on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and it's important because the Rush is going to bring this Gemara too. We'll read the Rush in a second. The Gemara brings the following case, and it's talking about an explanation for a brisa, which we're gonna do also. Guy, maybe you could put your phone on mute. It's a lot of noise there.
It's a plane that just went on. I just pulled up the yeshiva. Come again.
Okay. So the case in the Gemara. That we have to also reconcile with Rashi is the following: Sachu Nasha Delo Hadar. Let's say the Gemara says Hachemai Askina in a case where your chovel chavero below chabura. Okay, so the Gemara says that the case of chovel chavero below chabura, which is going to be important for a different issue, is the following. Sachu nasha delo hadar. So you use a depilatory on somebody's head to burn out, to take all their hair off, and it doesn't grow back. So that is a form of nezek, and it also has your chayiv chamisha devarim for that same injury, for that same assault. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So it says, Tsar de isle kartufne bereshe. He says, you have pain because this guy had kartufni on his reshe. He had sores on his head that you aggravated. So Rashi says, I'll read the Gemara and then we'll read the Rashis. So, v'tsovchi mihanu kartufni. And the guy is in pain from those kartufni. Rifoi deboya suya. You have to pay his doctor bills because now the guy, you know, you've burned his head. Sheves, and this is the important part for us, Dehavi Market Bekubi. He was a dancer in the wine house. And since he was a dancer in the wine house, he's going to have a hard time with that job now. Why? Deboi Machve Gavne Areshe. Because he used to make funny faces. And he can't make funny faces anymore because his head is burnt. So now he has to take off from work.
He can't face him funny anymore.
Yeah. No, and Boshes, Ein Lecha Boshes Gadol Mizu. Mizeh. So there's one more. So in terms of the Sheves problem with Rashi, right? So we said Rashi seems to, first he says it's Luxamidas Adin because this guy's going to make more money in his future job as a Shoev Mayim. He's going to be a super successful Shoev Mayim, right? Or he could be a Shliach. And then Rashi says, no, he's actually just not going to do that. And you already paid him anyway with Nezek.
Right.
So what's the about face? So there's another case in the next Amud that the Rush actually brings. We're going to do the Rush in a second. I'd actually done this Gemara anyway, but so it occurred to me to do this. But the case is the following. It's an explanation of a brisa that deals with chovel chavero below chabura. And it says, hachav mayaskinan, kigon shesachu nesha delo hadar. You burn a guy's head with a depilatory so that the hair doesn't grow back. So that is a case, the Gemara says, of hachovel without a chabura. Because I guess it's just a depilatory. It's not going to actually make a chabura, but the hair comes off.
I'm not good with four-syllable words. What is it?
Depilatory. You know, like in the times of the Gemara, they didn't shave. They didn't use...
That
yeah. It like burned the hair out. That's how they did the...
Hair
but then
yeah.
But it grew back, no?
This one, you used a sum. The Rashi says, what did you do?
Yeah,
Rashi says, Nesha, Sam Hamashir es ha-se'ar, ve'eno chozer.
This is like he did this.
He burnt
like,
his skin.
It was
mazed because otherwise you wouldn't be chayiv chamisha devarim. Shogeg, you're only chayiv nezek. So you did it on purpose. It was a fraternity gag.
Like a sadistic thing.
Yeah, you put this thing on his hair, ve'eno chozer, and it wouldn't grow back. Ve'ike nezek, daha apachte mikaspe. The mumbu.
Check diamonds if his head's all messed up.
He's not. So you'll see. He's not. It turns out he's not a Nokov Margolios. He's a different job.
He's a model.
He's a comedian.
He's a clown. So the Gemara says.
Perfect.
The Gemara says he's worth less money. The mumbu, which is interesting. Like if we go by the by Nimkar Eved B'Shuk.
They didn't have models in those days. The Gemara would use the model case, I guess.
They used
slaves. Oh yeah, I mean, but the truth is for Nezek though, but you have to go by okay, but the point is
his worth was not diminished by slave standards.
Well, I think we'll read the Rush. It turns out I think okay. We can say that it could be.
Gotta give me my ketchup, damn it.
That's we're taping, by the way. okay, so then what? Where's the tsar in that case? Will you use the depilatory that hurts his head? Says Tsar de Isle Kartufne Bereshe. He has these sores on his head, pre-existing, I imagine, although that's a debate, right?
Yeah, the Rambam says it's not.
Yeah.
Says he caused it.
Okay, so according to Rashi, Isbe Kartufne Bekoyim Bekoyim Chatotin, like little scabs.
So
breaks, little breaks in the skin that scab.
So now they're visible.
So now, no, but they hurt. When you put this, because you have to figure out how's the Tsar. You're just taking his hair off. Well, it happens that this guy has these things, and that hurts. So what about, and v'tzavchu mihani kartufne, and it hurts. Rashi says, makivim lo machmas chozek hasam. He's in pain because of the power of the sam.
So without it hurting, what's the deal?
He wouldn't be chayv tzar. All right, it just turns out you're chayv chamisha domar.
It would just be like bullshit or whatever.
It would be nezek. It would be refoy. They're gonna explain each thing. Where's the sheves? Right? Refoy deboyasuye. Refoy because you need another thing to make his head feel better. Rashi says letzar, letzara dehanach kartufne. From the pain of those things, he has to go to the doctor and get a salve.
That would make sense whether or not you caused it.
Okay.
Well, actually, I have a question about that.
Oh, we're going to do it in the Rambam because you didn't cause the tsar. You mean it was already there, pre-existing condition?
No, somebody had.
I know. I got it. Yeah, we'll get to it. It's machlokas. That we're not doing that tonight. We'll do that when we do the sugya. We're here for sheves.
Okay.
What's the sheves part of this? Sheves to havi market bekubi. Where's the sheves? Because this guy was a dancer in the wine house. This guy was a clown. Deboy machve gavne areshe. He would show different forms of his face. Velo machve mahanu kartufne. And he wouldn't, and because of this situation now that he had going on, it's less funny. Because now
it would
he's
more funny. It would make the opposite argument.
Yeah, I mean to you.
No, it could be like, you know, people don't want to look at that.
Yeah, I mean to him, it's so let's see the Rashi. So Rashi says this. Rashi says, Market Bekuve. Rashi says, Lakin Lashon Market Bechanuyos. He would dance in the stores, in these wine stores, I think. He would like you go to have a glass of wine and
you have a show.
And yeah, and you have a show. So Rashi says the boy Achve Gavne. He had to show these situations. Mara Nanue Barosho Laharos Mine Schok Kedera Chaleit Sonun. He was like the clowns, like he would show like funny faces while he danced. Now, until these things healed, he's out of work, basically. He couldn't show his head. He says, even though this guy is totally capable of doing other things, nosin lo sheves zu. You have to pay him the clown salary. Hoel umalachto bakach. Even though, because this is his malacha. So wait a second. The Rashi we did before said it's not lux amidas hadin to pay a guy when the guy is going to be a show of mayim or the guy is going to be a shliach. It's not lux amidas hadin shekvar nosein, right? But now we're saying even though the guy
lux would mean it's not a miscarriage.
Yeah, because the kvar nosein demeyado, and we don't. And the point is, so over here it's kvar nosein also. You paid him nezek because he's a balmum. So why don't you say kfar nosin lo, just like the Mishnah, and pay him as a shomer kishuin? Kfar nosin lo deme roshoi, or whatever.
But isn't this different because it's sounds like it's going to heal.
No, lo hadar. The kartufne will. You're right. He's going to be able to go back to his other job. That is true. You're right about that. He's going to be able to be a clown again. The clown.
So that's a difference.
Okay. So the good point. He's going to be able, but this guy, what about, so what about if the guy is going to be a Shoev Mayim in the future? Rashi says, unless you hold that Rashi is changing his mind completely when he says, Eino roi lekach in the future, Einach nami, if he were, you would have to pay him as such.
I mean, again, there is still a difference because over here,
yes,
he's a clown. He's going back to being a clown.
Yes.
Here, he's a diamond cutter, and now you're saying maybe he's going to do this.
That's excellent point. Nice distinction. I like it. All right, should we take a peek at the Rush just to clarify some issues about Nezek? Rush says, Venira, the kozem mari bestam b'nei adam she'ein b'nei umnas. The case of paying a guy a shomer kishuin is someone who isn't really a professional. Aval im haya baal malacha shamano so lefi oso malacha shiachu la'asos achar shiyas ratha. So the Rosh says openly that if a guy is going to go back to his original job and he's like a professional, you got to pay him for that job. Kigon im haya malamed tinokos v'kata yado v'kita yado v'sheva raglo kishiyas ratha adayin hu roi lo malachto. Right? So if you did something to someone who's like a teacher and you broke his arm, you chopped his arm, his hand, you chopped his hand, or you broke his leg, he could still eventually go back to teaching, right? V'chein im haya nukav margolios v'sheva raglo adayin hu roi l'malacha harishona. L'malacha harishona. Like, you know, this guy, even with that broken leg, he could still do that malacha completely. Not just he'd go back to it, but there's no issue with his hand. V'lama yeshumu lo b'yamei choli ki'ilu hu shomer kishuin. V'hachi muchach b'shmaisa l'kaman da ka'amar sheves demerkad be'kube deboy achve gavne bereshe, says openly, you pay the guy for the future, for what he can do if you know he's going to go back to that. Alma de nosten lo sheves l'chol adam l'fi mashehu raga lasos. You pay, as long as the guy is going to be doing that in the future, that's his job, you pay him. V'shumas ha-nezek l'kol adam l'fi malachto. And shumas ha-nezek is the same. It's not just the Eved Nimkar B'shuk in terms of his guf alone. You also take into account Eved Nimkar B'shuk l'fi malachto. V'im ha-nukav margolios v'shiva raglo shaman Eved nukad margolios. Kama yafachto dama v'chisaron raglo, right? So by nezek you do the same thing that you don't just go by eved in terms of let's appraise his physical capacity at hard labor. No, it's considering the whole guy. What would an eved who's a specialist in jewelry be worth?
So what's Rashi's case is just dealing with an unemployed person that had no trade.
No, hold on. Rashi's case, let's say, the best way to understand this case is a guy who couldn't go back to his trade. So we've ruled out the possibility. Rashi holds the Gemara is talking about a case. Rashi holds where you pay the guy Shomer Kishuin is a narrow case. It's a case where a guy can't go back to his original job, right? And he can't go back.
When he said the Lashon of Rashi, it wasn't Royer for him.
No. I'm talking about in the Mishnah. Hold on. Let's not conflate the two things because you'll confuse me. And I can't hold on to a lot of information at once. If you remember Rashi in the Mishnah, he said, Shahari ain roi lo malacha kveda, afilo below choli, shari nikta yado. This was a guy who used to do a job with his hands. And he can't do that anymore, even when he's better. That's Rashi, what Rashi holds the case. But he could be a shliach in the future. Or you damaged his leg and he can't do what he used to do, which was some specialty job. But he could be a, you damaged his hands, he can't be a Nukav Margolis, but he could be a Shliach. Or you damaged his leg, he could be a Shoev Mayim. That's the future. He could do that. Rashi says, no, you pay him. Rashi says, it should be Luxamidus Adin. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Maskana is, no, it's not Luxamidus Adin. Shekvar Nosen. You already paid him Nezek. So Shomer Kishuin is fine. And Rashi says, and when he gets better, he's not going to be a, he doesn't say, even though he will be a Shoev Mayim. He says,
could be a show of mine.
He doesn't say that in the Maskana. He says, Rafa Nami Eino Roy is what he says. When he gets better, he says, when he gets better, Uchis Rafa Eino Roy Ladalos Velelech
Mishlichos. What I'm talking about, so what does that mean, that he's Eino Roy?
What does it mean?
Asking, because Rashi's saying that.
Very hard to know. A lot of complaints. So I'll read you the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, the following. He says, Luxamina Zedin, Kolomar, Lo Shilam Kol Sarko, Dahaki Misbachai Gavra, Kolomar, In this Rafa Michole Ze, Lav Agra Deshoma Kishun, Shakal Ella. Dali should be Davla, but he makes a little mistake here. O Azul B'Shlichusei, V'Shakul Agra, V'Hayim Asachar Yoser, Milishomer Kishuon, V'Nimse Shechol Zeh Aved B'Yimei Cholov, U'Meshane Midas Adin Lo Luxa Shekvar Nosen Lo D'Mei Yado. Explained Kolomar, Shekvar Nosen, Shekvar Yado Ketua, V'Einenu Yachul Lasos Malacha Acheres, Milishomer Kishuon, Kepir Shekuntras. Right? So you've paid him, and now he can't use the hand anymore. Right? So Kfar Nosen seems to be the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara's answer of why it's not Lux Midas Adin, Mishum Kfar Nosen Lo. Rashi focuses on this other thing, that he's not going to be able to, he's really not going to be a show of mine. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, V'lo Nehira, De'im Kein Havile Shinuya Ipiruka Mehen, V'lav De Mekashale, Im Nisrafa Hayim Estachar Harbe. He's giving an answer to the thing that wasn't the question. The question was, how do you deal with the fact that this guy is going to make more money in the future? Right? And he gives an answer that doesn't address that issue. U'mishanele mikol makom lo mistaker. Hada lav shinuyahu. This is not an answer. Right? The answer, the far nosen lo is the answer of the Gemara. Saying that, oh, the guy's going to make more in the future, right? Which is the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked the question. This guy's a show of mine. This guy's an Azal B'Shlichos. Why are we paying as a show of Makshun? Lux and Midas Adin. The Gemara gives an answer. Kfar Nosen Lo. Rashi says, Uklishis Rafa, Eino Roy. That's not the answer of the Gemara. And that doesn't address the question of the guy's going to make more in the future. That just changes the facts. Right? That's the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So he asks our question, then he gives a different shot. But can we answer, can we save Rashi? That's the question.
Give an explanation as to why he changed the facts? Or
no, never, ever let him change the facts. Never let him change the facts. Then that's surrendering. Then you surrender the sugya. Not all, I don't know if that's 100%. But you know, you don't want to be the one case where you're like, he clearly changes the facts. There's changing a girsa. Okay, that's different. But here, the Gemara's premise is Lekishias Rafa Micholi Zu Lo Agra Deshomer Kishuin Shekel El Adoli Davo V'Shekel Agra Yisera. What else? Azul B'Shlichos V'Shekel Agra Yisera V'Igloi Milsa Delav Bar Shomer Kishuin. Right? It's going to be an Igloi Milsa. Right? So when he gets this better job, that's going to prove that he never should have gotten this Sheves. So what happened to this? What happened to the Igloi Milsa? Okay.
That's not exactly the Rashi.
So the Rashi, let me frame this better. Apparently I didn't frame it right. To frame it better. Rashi is on the Gemara that says, Rashi is the Divrei Maschil. Midas Hadin Lo Luxa Shekvar Nosen Lo. Shekvar Nosen Lo. On that Rashi, what is Shekvar Nosen Lo? What does Rashi say about that? Ula Kishiyas Rafa. So he launches right into that in explaining Kvar Nosen Lo. His explanation for that is Ula Kishiyas Rafa Eino Roy Ladalos V'Leilach B'Shlichos. You see, that is the Rashi that's on the Kvar Nosen. The Rashi on the Kfar Nosen is Ukshis Rafa Eino Roy Ladalos V'Leilach B'Shlichos. Okay, all right. So this is what I thought about this. So if you think about, so what I thought about is what Rashi is really describing is when you think about Chavala, you think about the hefsid that you're causing now in terms of what this guy is losing. right? The hefsid that he's incurring. And you think about, part of that has to do with what's lost from the future, right? And, you know, so the issue is that when you think about what's lost from the future, there's a little bit of an overlap in Nezek and Sheves. Because Nezek is, you talk about how much the guy is worth, what you're trying to do is compensate him for, in the case of an Aver, let's say, you're trying to compensate him for the Aver, whether you call it Kapara or whatever, whether you call it, you know, however you understand the Nezek in that case, which we did that sugya, you know, you're compensating him for that Aver, but the way that you evaluate that, the way that you monetize that, is to think of the difference in terms of his value in the slave market, in terms of, and according to the Rush, but in terms of basically his earning potential, right? So built into Nezek, built into that evaluation is a little bit of an appraisal in terms of what this guy can make and what he's not going to make anymore. And so... So according to the Rush, again, this is Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, but Eved Nukav Margolius B'Shuk. It's like, you know, you could have a field, you could have a slave that did different types of jobs. Okay? So then you have built into Nezek is a little bit of what you've taken away from this guy's future. Right? You have a little bit of the future built into Nezek because you have what was taken away, what he had in terms of his future that was taken away. Now, Sheves, you have something interesting because you have the possibility for something to be gained, right? Right now, this guy's injury, with what he has, we know he could be a Shomer Kishon. Fine. So he's qualified for that. But maybe he's going to, you know, this guy's a decent, you know, ambitious guy. The possibility is that in the future, he's going to be a Shoei of Mayim, right? There's no reason to think that he won't be. So there's a future possibility.
We don't know.
But there's a future possibility that he could be this better, you know, he could be a worker that is a higher paid laborer of some kind. So now, by Nezek, you're compensating him for
what he was.
So you're compensating him for taking away sort of the future of what he was. Now you're talking about the issue of what he could be.
The past of what he was, because he's no longer that person.
That's right. But now it's what he could be. So it's taking away what he was. It's taking away the future in terms of what he was. And Sheves is Luxem Midas Adin. That Kasha is taking away the future of what he could be. So I think Rashi's pshat is the following. I think what Rashi's saying is that the mazik doesn't have to be on the hook for two futures. Yes, the mazik has to compensate this guy for the hefsid now and also for the future. But you can't make the mazik chayev for taking away both chayev for the loss of the future that the guy has in addition to compensation for the future that the guy could be. You're only chayev, Rashi holds that you're chayev for, the, in terms of a chovel, there's a chayev to compensate the guy for the hefsid and for the future. The future, though, has to be anchored in something, and there are different futures. So the future that we know is that this guy was a Nukiv Margolios and now he can't be. Okay? So in terms of Nezek, that's built into Nezek. He's an Eved Nimkar B'Shuk Nukiv Margolios, that's built in. The future of what he could be as an Azul B'Shlichos, the Mazik is only Chayev to pay one future, and that's what Kfar Nosen Lo means. Kfar Nosen Lo means you've already paid him for the future when you pay him for Nezek.
It's the past.
No. But it's not just the... You didn't pay him for the past.
It's still the point of Nezek. It's what he was.
I know, but you're not paying him for the past. You're paying him for what he could have made as the Nuke of Margolius. So that's the future. Okay, so the Rashi is saying that Kfar Nosen Lo means that there's only one future you're chayav for. Uli Kishas Rafa Ein Aroi. What Rashi is saying is that's not what he does now. That's a future. That's a possibility. Rashi is saying that the Vadai here is what he did. He's a Nukav Margolius. The future has to be anchored in a... You have a choice of a future anchored in a vaday or a future suffek. The mazik can only be on the hook for one. The future vaday is what he's on the hook for.
I mean, that's not what Rashi... That's not what Eino Rayo means. It's nice that, you know, I like the idea, but it's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi could have said a million other words.
Rashi is saying, this is how I'm reading Rashi. Rashi in the Kasha is saying that this guy, ki misbach michol ezeh, lo agar neshamak shun shakal el adoli davla. Right? And he says, and then when he says, v'igloi milsa delav bar shomer kishuyin, it's going to be an igloi milsa. We have to wait and see if it happens. If it happens, it's an igloi milsa. But Rashi is saying right now, this guy is not I know. But I think what Rashi is saying is that right now, while we're evaluating this, we can't say this guy is that. That's something that may be igloi milsa in the future. But right now, we can't say he's that. But we can say he was a nuke of Margolios. Kvar nosen lo. You paid him for that future.
That part's clear. But the part about what, you know, we understand factually, we have no idea what this guy. Maybe he gets depressed and he's a freaking cucumber watcher. Maybe he sees the better thing
would be let it settle into everyone else and let them see. Do they like it? This to me is a way out of Rashi. I understand what you're saying. I wish Rashi had said a little clearer that it's because he can't change the facts. So you can't say Likishis Rafa, he's Roy. They can't say Likishis Rafa, ki misbachai gavra, lo agra de shomer kishuyin, and then say that's not true. So Rashi is not changing that. But Rashi is saying that in the Kasha we treat the possibility as a reality. The Maskana is that possibility we only reconcile the future in one case. Nezek. By Sheves, it's only the present. And the present is, he's not a showy of mind. What he's going to do in the future, the mazik is not chayav.
So Shemek can't exist.
No, he is. He's a shomer kishuyin.
What if he was?
Shomer, because right now we say that he is able to do that.
He's able to do a lot of things.
Shomer kishuyin is the one thing that everyone agrees this guy could do with his injury. Right now, he may be too sick to do it right now, but we know this injury he could do it.
If he is a showy of mind, let's say he has it and he...
Then that's Merkad Kubi. So that answers the question. If he is a showman, show of mine already, that is the case of Merkad Beit Kuvi. You'll ask me, how Merkad Beit Kuvi? That's the future too. Yeah, but that's not a possibility of the future. That is his job. So there, that is his Sheves.
What's Merkad Beit Kuvi?
That dancer.
So saying that was the Russians?
Yes. So if you know he's going back to that job, then he's not a Shomer Kishuyin. Right. He's still a Merkad Beit Kuvi.
Right.
He's Roy for that Malacha. That's not the future. That's the present. It's just that he can't do the job right now.
But didn't you get paid already for that in Nezek?
Didn't you get paid? You get paid for the future. In Nezek, you get paid. Nezek is a calculation.
In this case.
Yes, but Nezek is a calculation. Eved Nimkar B'Shuk. That's how we evaluate it. It doesn't matter that it happens to include the future, because when you pay Sheves for the Merkad Beit Kuvi, you're not paying for the future. You're paying for the present. Because that is his job, and that's going to be his job again. So that's still his present. You don't have to worry. You're not double dipping there. Because Merkad Beit Kuvi is his present. That's his job now. He's not saying, I'm going to get a new job. I have a fantasy that I'm going to be a show of mine is the future.
It's probably a very low Nezek payment.
I am a doctor right now is my job. That's not the future. That's now.
Let me just ask you.
So
don't you get paid for Nezek and for...
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Yes, you do. But the point is that Nezek...
So two different things.
Yes, Nezek happens because of the way we monetize Nezek. It happens to be that includes the future. We can't get out of that. But the tashlumen itself is for the loss of the limb. It happens to be that includes an estimation of the future. We just never double dip on the future. The mazik is only chayev for one future. The sheves by Merkad Beit Kuvi is not a future. It's the present.
Future earnings.
No, but it's the present. That's his present job.
Just say
right,
yeah.
But if you have to pay him, he didn't earn it yet.
No. But that's sheves. It's convalescence from work. In other words, when I say the future, we're talking about he's gonna have a new job in the future. What do we say? We say there's a possibility for the future. This guy could be enriched.
You mean job, not future job. You mean present job.
Yes. He's going to have a new job that he could be enriched. You're chayav for that future. Merkad Beit Kuvi is not his future. That is the job now. If he said, I'm going to be a shohev mayim, that's the future. That's a different job. Unless he's already a shohev mayim. then you would be chaya for that. Good?
Very good. I like it. So if you're